Hey there, my name's Oisin Lunny and welcome to this special edition of Audio Talks coming to you from Harman Explore 2022. Now, the most valuable and fastest growing businesses on the planet all have one thing in common, a laser focus on the consumer, what they want, what they need, and how good their experience is. And in terms of the consumer electronics sector, this mindset needs to flow from product ideation through design, manufacturing, purchase, and beyond. So let's see what's happening in the exciting world of consumer audio in 2022 with two experts who live and breathe tech innovation in the audio space. Welcome to Audio Talks, Alfredo Franco, the Senior Director of Intelligent Audio at Harman.
Hey, happy to be here.
And welcome to Audio Talks, Mikel Herrier, the Director of Headphones and Wearables at Harman.
Hey, great to be here.
Hey, welcome. Great to have you both back to Audio Talks. So let's start with the big picture. Now, Harman is the leading consumer audio company and is also part of Samsung, which is the world leader in consumer electronics. So I'm really curious to get from both of you what your key trend or trends are that affect how Harman views the consumer audio market in 2022 and beyond. So I'd like to direct that to your good self first, Alfredo.
It's great being part of the Samsung family, right? One of the things we do a lot is collaborating on research. Some of the things we do, for example, is multi-channel audio over Bluetooth, specifically for headphones. So there's projects where we're trying to join forces, giving their mastery of silicon and our expertise on audio.
You know, you're speaking about, cross-functional collaboration, which is so important for innovation these days. It's very cool to hear that's happening between Harman and Samsung. And I'd love to come back to that a bit later, if that's okay with you, Alfredo. And coming over to yourself, Mikael, talk to us a bit about the key trend or trends affecting how Harman views the consumer audio market in 2022.
It's a market that's kind of exploded over the last years, right? I mean, moving from, I think we touched upon it also in the previous podcast, the true wireless headsets, of course, and the speed of innovation driven and being part of the Samsung family, we back to also Alfredo's point, like we also can develop and we can learn and we can get access to a lot of things and then add on our audio expertise that helps us along the way. But also coming back to the consumers, I mean, they expect the latest and greatest at all times. And that pushes us also to deliver that as well. So, I mean, it's an exciting year. We have a lot of products coming. And yeah, I think we will talk more about that.
Absolutely. Watch this space. Listeners, you are in the right place to get your future gazing goggles on and get the lowdown on some exciting stuff that's happening and it's been announced at Harman Explore 2022 here virtually. So as Mikael mentioned there, today's audio consumer is more demanding than ever, and rightly so. And I think maybe this is a lot to do with the past 2 years. So, you know, as we've talked about on previous editions of Audio Talks, the world has been reconnecting with the power of audio as a lifeline to friends and family, and also reconnecting with the power of music for well-being and a deep sense of connection to our shared humanity. So it really is profound. And I think we've really got back in touch with music and audio in a way that many people couldn't have predicted a few years ago. So I'm curious to ask both of you, what kind of technology in this new world will Harman be offering to consumers in 2022 and beyond? And we'll direct that to your good self first, Alfredo.
Well, so some of the things we want to offer is more individualization of the consumer experience. As people spend more time with their headphones and their apps, they want to customize a lot of the settings. They want to, higher performance. They want to make the products more theirs, if you know what I mean. So some of the things we want to do also is individualization and immersive audio, because immersive audio has been quite popular the last 2 years. So what we want to do is have headphones, for example, that adapt to the individual's ears based on, sparse measurements. So let's say the Quantum One is a good example. It comes with this orange microphone that you put in your ear, you put on the headphones and do some measurements. Currently, we do just a small EQing of the headphone, right? But some of the research we've been developing at HarmonX allows us to then synthesize something called HRTF. It's like an EQ that your ears put on top of sounds so that you can distinguish the direction of the sounds. I mean, it's a very simplistic explanation, but
simplistic is good for me. Okay, yeah. Believe me.
It's all good. All right. So otherwise, it can get complicated.
Right.
But the idea is that you take this small measurement and you generate something that would take hours in a lab, like hours and hours of measurements instantly. So we know what kind of performance the device is having on your head. Right now, you know, there's a problem, for example, with headphones and fit. We normally design these devices to like a average head size, right? So a lot of people have different experiences. If the headphone is not sealing properly, you don't have that much bass, for example. Or if it fits too tight, suddenly you have a lot of bass and you're not getting the curve or the target curve that we would like you to listen to. So all this technology allows us to then, with these sparse measurements, correct for fit, so making it more personalized. So all the things we want to do is add a lot of AI or machine learning algorithms on the things we do, because there's a lot of really amazing stuff we can do. For example, the microphone you're using, I'm sure if you tap on the desk, you're gonna, you know, pick up the noise because it's on the surface of the desk. So we're coming up with AI algorithms that knows these noises or learns them, and then it's able to remove them without artifacts. So what we do is, you know, we have the keyboard and the microphone put in several locations. We type like crazy. We tap on the desk and make the algorithm learn that these are the sounds that need to be rejected. And then, you know, once you run it in real time, all those noises are just removed, which was possible before with standard DSP algorithms, but you always got these glitches or it was not completely removed, or, you know, it's hard to characterize a click, for like a keyboard click, using, you know, equations, which is what you require with DSP. Whereas using artificial intelligence, you're just making the algorithm come up with those equations itself, right? Because at the end of the day, a neural network is just a big mathematical equation tuning parameters to model a system. Mm. So I think that's the technologies we want to give our customers this year.
Oh, amazing. So the intelligence, the computational power is actually in the mic itself rather than in an external DSP that's processing the sound separately.
Could do it, for example, on the PC, right? So you have the algorithm and you just connect your microphone to the computer detects the headphone and knows that, all right, so I know this device, I'm trained to then remove clicks on that particular microphone. It allows you to have a really low cost, low bump cost microphone, because all the processing is done on the PC.
Oh, I see. Amazing. Okay, that's really cool. And I'd say that's of great interest to folks who are making PCs and home computers and other pieces of recording equipon. And you mentioned Harman X there. Just in case any of our listeners aren't familiar with Harman X, can you sum up what Harman X is?
Oh, yeah. So Harman X is the research arm at Harman. So we work with all our business units, and we basically take advanced research and help them productize a lot of this research. For example, AI audio processing or immersive audio algorithms or advanced metamaterials for design of devices and so on.
That's really cool. Well, whenever you guys invent an algorithm that can make me sound like Barry White, I will be ready to purchase.
Actually, that exists already.
What?
Not kidding. So, for example, in movies, you know, if an actor died some time ago, but you still want to, you know, have another actor sound like that actor, you can make it. It's kind of a morphing algorithm, so it learns particularities of that voice, wow, and then through a neural network applies that to your voice, so you can sound like Barry White if you wanted to.
Well, ladies and gents, the next edition of Audio Talks will be presented by Barry White, I believe. Yeah, more on that whenever I can figure out how to use the AI. So coming over to yourself, Mikael, what kind of technology will Harman be offering to consumers in 2022 and beyond? We heard about AI, some very cool stuff there. What are you looking at in your neck of the woods?
it's always great to have the HarmonX team looking at stuff for the future. And but then also for 2022, we're kind of also looking to the fit of the product. And I love that Alfredo mentioned and talked about the fit, especially for headphones, because it's really important. If you don't have that perfect seal, the audio quality gets lesser, the noise canceling experience gets lower. I mean, everything there. So not only are we working with the HarmonX team to have technology that helps that fit, but we're also bringing product that fits into the ears of the consumer. So during next year, you will see that we will bring additional propositions during in a family of propositions on True Wireless with different fits to fit the individual ear of each consumer. And that will be quite exciting. We will be the only brand doing that. And I think you already see the launches for JBL Live series at CES with the JBL Live Free 2 and the Pro 2. Same specified product, different fit, different wearing style. So it's that's going to be really interesting. And you will also probably see later in the year that we're also trying to make the headphones a bit smarter with new technology coming in. But that's for later in the year.
Nice. Okay. I'm going to set my watch to remind me to give you a shout when this stuff is coming out. It sounds super exciting and we're getting a nice flavor of it here at Harman Explore 2022. So Mikael, staying with yourself, you know, you've got an overview of what's happening in the labs with your colleagues there, the folks over at HarmonX, in terms of meeting and preempting the wishes of the new demographics who are coming into the consumer audio market. And we had a fun Twitter Spaces also at Harman Explore 2022 with your colleague Liz Cyber talking about the demands of Gen Z and the demand of the alpha generation coming up. What are you seeing about the tech that's going into meeting and preempting the demands and the wishes and the needs of these new demographics?
That's a big question. So, I mean, we're always looking at the latest trends and also how people listen to music, how they use their headphones and also how they, back to how they use it. Like we also mentioned in the Twitter space, we talked about 2 years ago, nobody could predict that the True Wireless headsets or the headphones basically would come with noise canceling for microphones or beamforming mics for better call quality. That's something that has developed as we have developed and been in lockdown for 2 years. So it's become a necessity and part of the headphone. So I think always looking at the latest tech, how people use your products, and also how people personalize their audio with via their app is also important for us to see what they do. So I think that is one of the key things that we will be looking at now and for the future.
Yeah, totally. That really chimes with, you know, everything one reads about, you know, the digital natives coming up and, you know, the fact that, you know, kids today, they're very connected lifestyles and, you know, they have kind of high demands of, you know, things being personalized and things being high quality. And it's fantastic because it kind of drives manufacturers and researchers and, you know, engineers and scientists to excel again and again. And speaking of which, we've heard some amazing new product initiatives that you've been mentioning about Harman Explore 2022. Is there anything that you'd like to mention to give our listeners a taste of some of the exciting announcements that we're enjoying this week? So I'll come over to yourself first, Alfredo. What's been in the announcements that you've thought, oh my goodness, this is great to seeing the light of day?
Oh yeah, the Quantum 910, which is kind of a wireless version of the Quantum One. I think that's a very interesting product. Being able to send the head tracking information over wireless and, you know, sending the processed audio back to the headphone without delays, you know, it's pretty interesting. I love the Quantum One. But I feel one of the shortcomings was, you know, having to have the wire for the low latency. And, you know, this is something really cool. I mean, I'm sure some gamers will still want to have the wire connected to the computer because it gives them the feeling that, you know, it's just faster. There's this bias against wireless connectivity and on gaming. But I'm sure the Quantum 910 is going to do a good job to of proving them wrong, that you can have competitive gaming audio through wireless. So I'm excited about that one. There's this true wireless for gaming that I really would like to have a sample to try it out, Mikael, if possible. because it sounds interesting. It sounds the approach being used there is interesting. One of the projects I'm working on right now is how to add actually immersive audio to true wireless systems with very low, processing overhead. So it'd be interesting to try some of those algorithms on this version of the true wireless quantum earphones.
Mm-hmm. Very exciting. Okay, my goodness. And Mikael, what say you? Were those some of your favorites, or are there things you would like to mention?
It was both, right? I mean, both the 910. Both the 910 is super interesting, and I've been able to try one of the really early ones. And I mean, it's such a nice thing to also get rid of that cable. You can move around, and also for console gaming, that's kind of the ultimate, right? You connect it, you sit in your couch. It's wireless. It's immersive, and it's also spatial audio. So I mean, it's great.
Tick.
Yeah. But also the true wireless. The true wireless one is also one of my favorites. Haven't been able to test all the gadget yet, but we will definitely get you a sample, Alfredo, because it's going to be an amazing proposition. And again, not only for gaming, but also for multi-purpose. You can do you can use it for commuting. You can use it in the office. Probably also for podcasting. It's at 6 mics. So I mean, it's a good one. So we're excited about this.
Fantastic. Well, this is what you want to see. You want to see like the amazing engineers and scientists and, super clever people saying, hey, I'd like to try that. I want this, particular set of headphones. It's exactly the right reaction. It's lovely to see it on the podcast. So Alfredo, we had a Twitter Spaces earlier today, a timer recording. We're having them all throughout Harman Explore 2022. It's great fun. We're speaking about lots of different things. And we invited yourself and Armin Promisberger to, unveil what's in your crystal balls and look into the future for audio innovation. And you mentioned artificial intelligence. Talk to us a bit about what AI can bring to the table in terms of the audio experience, because it just blew my mind.
Oh, well, there's so many things. Actually, I was thinking about some of the things Mika said about, what consumers want and how to react to that. And I'm thinking, given that we sell a lot of headphones to many different people in all parts of the world for a very long time, I was wondering if we could actually use machine learning or artificial intelligence, as it's known, to predict what our users want and what features are actually going to be required in the future. I mean, we have a massive amount of data and we can train algorithms to say, all right, within, 90% interval of confidence, we can say that, this feature the next year, it's something that this segment would like. Wow. So basically automating a lot of the job of the work that GPLMs do, which is defining products, why not create tools to just based on the data we have, just create these products through machine learning, saying, hey, this region, if we generate this product, we can have a profit margin of this and fulfill the needs of that particular segment. We can find out that there's more segments that we believe. So it would be interesting to run artificial intelligence and the market data that we already have. So basically have a AI-informed marketing strategy. That would be something we should definitely look into in the future.
Wow. It sounds like we're going to have some AI as a guest on a future episode of Audio Talks, and it's going to tell me it's built me a pair of surround headphones that makes cocktails at the same time. But, take my money.
It's getting scary. It could happen.
Please.
I would buy that.
Bringing it back to the present day. Alfredo, talk to us a bit about how AI and machine learning is being used right now in Harman products.
Right. So there's two good examples. So one of them is, how do we individualize immersive audio experiences, right? Using very sparse measurements or simple measurements. Like on the Quantum One, we have the orange microphone. You can put it in and, put on the headphones. And then, we basically synthesize your measurements. So instead of taking you to the lab and you know, putting microphones in your ears and measuring you for like 2 hours. We can just take this quick measurement and boom, synthesize those filters using machine learning. So what we did with the, it's called the Hyperion Sphere, is this big ball with speakers where we put people inside the Hyperion Sphere and we do these hundreds of measurements. So with hundreds of people, then we run that data through basically a machine learning algorithm that then synthesizes these measurements. So it learns based off of either images or microphone measurements, how to then synthesize these other measurements. So that's one example that we're working on. And hopefully we're going to have prototypes of that system working in a couple of weeks, actually.
Nice.
Another example is on Mikael's microphone. So, you know, the microphones that are mounted on the desk usually capture a lot of noise because, you know, you move, you touch the desk, mm-hmm. you're typing and so on. Standard algorithms usually are able to remove those noises, but they're, you know, they leave a lot of artifacts. So, and you don't want that. Because sometimes it affects the speech when you're removing these noises. So what we do is we train algorithms to identify key presses or tapping on the desk or so on, and then remove that without leaving any noticeable artifacts. So one example is it's easier to understand this visually. There is this AI algorithms to fix these old pictures, you know, pictures from the 1800s, let's say.
Oh, yeah.
That they have a lot of, you know, they're very degraded. But once you run them through the filters, they basically look like modern day pictures. So it's kind of a similar thing. These algorithms learn what is and what is not in a real picture, and then it's able to, are able to remove these glitches or noises. So it's kind of the equivalent. So audio glitch versus a visual glitch, they learn it and are able to remove that. So that's one of the things we also hope to be able to provide to Mikael's team so they can, you know, integrate into their products.
Awesome. And for folks tuning in, I just want to share with you that Mikael is using a super, the Knight Rider of microphones. It's this beautiful prototype and the audio quality is amazing.
Yeah, no, it's actually launching at CES right now. So it's the JBL Quantum Street.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so it's it's a beautiful little microphone. Comes with a lot of functionalities. Dual mic condenser. You can switch to different recording patterns. Also, of course, supports our JBL Quantum Engine, so you have the software support as well. It's a nice one. It really is, and it's a good looking design. It's, you can't see it here because it's a podcast, but it's RGB lighting, which is important for gaming and also for the ambiance, the overall ambiance in the room. Yeah, so it's quite nice. Highly recommend it.
It's a beauty. Fantastic. Well, that's great to hear. It's been launched at the moment because I know you used this the last time you joined us on Audio Talks, and the audio quality is just superb, and it looks the business as well. So coming back to yourself, Alfredo, I think you mentioned earlier that, you know, Harman's is part of a massive ecosystem of companies. Mm. You know, there's a world of shared expertise and experience in there. You spoke about new ideas cross-pollinating across the company. Are there any examples of that kind of expertise being shared and that kind of, you know, the economies of expertise and scale and experience? You know, how does that cross-pollinate and what does it mean for folks buying a new headset, buying a new microphone?
Right. Well, I feel very lucky to work for Harman X because, as I mentioned before, so we work for different business units. So one of the things we did this year is took the technology we developed for the Quantum Engine, this 3D audio renderer, and actually put it into car systems. So there's, I don't know if it's going to be shown now on video, of course. But there's this new headrest where you have speakers on the headrest. And using some DSP and the 3D audio renderer of the Quantum Engine, we're able to position sources anywhere in space of the driver.
Wow.
And using some of their sound technology, we're able to create sound zones. For example, we can make the driver be able to listen to, let's say, metal, but the wife is listening to, I don't know, some podcast, and the sound stays in zone. So the driver barely hears what the, you know, passenger is listening to. Plus, you have 3D audio on top of that, and that allows us to also use 3D audio cues. So let's say if you have a phone call, right, then you can position the voice of the person you're talking to your right, for example, while you have any indications or, you know, I don't know, like the radar telling you that there's something nearby.
Sure.
On your car, so you can make that beep sound in the direction where the radar is sensing something. So that was an interesting project to take that technology that is meant for headphones and adapt it to a car. So so that was fairly interesting. It sounds pretty good. It doesn't sound anymore like a car, which is strange. It suddenly sounds like you're in a living room with speakers around you, which some people might not like. Because it's very new, they're used to cars sounding like cars, right?
Mm.
But suddenly your car sounds like a living room. It's kind of strange.
I like it.
It's cool. I liked it personally.
Fantastic. Yeah, sometimes new technologies, they take a bit of a while to get used to. But of course, you know, the new generation, the Gen Zs and the Generation Alpha, all of, you know, digital natives, this stuff, this innovation is like second nature to them. They take to it like a duck to water, which is, you know, endlessly encouraging and brilliant. And, you know, I think that these kind of innovations are going to be part of our everyday life so quickly. We will all be taking it for granted very, very soon. And how about yourself, Mikhail? Have you come across any examples of, you know, cross-pollination of ideas or expertise, you know, within the different divisions of Harman? What have you seen from your side of things?
No, I mean, we see at least between the different units of either, portable audio division or headphones, and also the soundbar division, basically. We can see that. There's collaborations across. We're all doing audio and for the consumer, not for cars yet. That's a different division, but I mean, it's a strong collaboration. We tend to speak a lot together about the development and how we can bring one of the great sounding products to the market. So yeah.
Fantastic. Okay, that's absolutely brilliant. Well, watch this space, you know, future exciting collaborations. I can't wait to hear about them, you know, with yourselves and with the Harman AI that's going to design the floating headphones with the cocktail bar built in. So I would like, speaking of new products, not quite that one, but if there was one product that you would like to recommend to our listeners to add to their 2022 wish list, you know, possibly one that's been announced at Harman Explore 2022, what would it be and why? And we're going to give that to your good self first, Alfredo.
Well, there's two actually that I would love to get my hands on. One is this new Mark Levinson headphones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, they were tuned to the Harman target curve as closely as possible. And, you know, they look pretty good. So I would love to try those. And again, the Quantum 910. Mikhail, if you can send me another sample.
I'm writing that. Amazing. I'm writing it down right now.
So this is where the magic happens. This is a good cross-functional collaboration right here.
Exactly. Exactly.
Nice. Oh, hey, Mikhail, what say you? What's on your shop? What would you recommend our listeners add to their shopping list for 2022?
I mean, like I said, it's too many. I mean, don't be cruel. Don't make me choose like one. If I have to really like narrow it down, and one of the products I'm really looking forward to get my hands on and have in my selection of products, it's the Jabil Quantum True Wireless. I think that will be an absolute joy to listen to, and it will also be a great product for productivity. So the combination of those two are great.
Well said. That's a mouth-watering shopping list already. And with that, we've actually come to our last question, but it is a very important question because we have an Audio Talks Tidal playlist, and we invite all of our VIP guests to choose a track to join the Tidal playlist for our listeners to enjoy. So I'm going to ask each of you to nominate a song to add to our playlist, starting with yourself, Alfredo.
Oops. there's a Swedish band I love called In Flames. There's a song called Sounds of a Playground Fading. I would listen to that one.
Okay, I look forward to hearing that. I'm a big fan of Swedish music. Taxi Mika. And coming over to yourself, Mika, what's going on the playlist from your good self?
I think the song called Black Smoke Rising with Greta Van Fleet is one of my latest ones. Love the sound. Yeah.
It's good. Fantastic. I love hearing about new music, and these are both new ones for me. I'm going to drop on the playlist a song that's a bit more well-known, perhaps. Speaking of robots, speaking of headphones, speaking of cocktails, I'm going to choose Daft Punk, Robot Rock, which I saw live back in the day, and it was made a very big impression. I absolutely love it. Thanks so much for joining us on Audio Talks, presented by Harman. Alfredo Fernandez Franco.
My pleasure.
And Mikel Herrier.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Awesome. Thank you so much, both of you. Great to chat again. Great to have you both back on Audio Talks, our special edition from here in our virtual Las Vegas for Harman Explore 2022. Listeners, don't forget to subscribe, comment, review, and share with your friends, family, and colleagues. We'll be back very soon for some more fascinating Audio Talks. See you next time.